the buzzer, McCord on its way. Oh, my goodness.
They have to get it. No timeouts. They do.
Courtside with Greenberg and Dockage, the definitive college basketball podcast.
Hey, welcome to an emergency podcast, the gift that keeps on giving. Kansas basketball ball last night. If it happens in college hoops, you know Seth and I are going to be all over it, and we are. The great Seth Greenberg, the coach whisperer. Let's get right into it, Seth Moe. What'd you think?
I mean, I'm mind-boggling. Here are the words that come to my mind. Egregious, both parties culpable, disappointing, reprehensible in terms of both teams. Here's the only thing I want to get through, though. This is a pet peeve of me. Look, I understand the K-State kid shouldn't have stole the ball. It's, unwritten rule. But you know what? He did. That's just the way it is. It's like kneeling, at the end of the game. The guy did. All right? D'Souza blocked the shot. That's fine. Once he stood over that kid, all hell broke loose. Now, the kid, James Love from Kansas State, him coming off the bench in dress clothes, in that polo, because he was not healthy enough to play. He wasn't healthy enough to play, but he was healthy enough to come off the bench, was absolutely disappointing. But what happened after that is an embarrassment to college basketball. It's an embarrassment to K-State. It's an embarrassment to Kansas. It's an embarrassment to the Big 12. I mean, you think about this. Coach Howard, if he doesn't grab Silvio D'Souza, all right, who knows what would have happened with that chair? I mean, they were in the handicap section. And then to see the altercation extend right to the end of the wall and see potential players kicking and swinging and hitting, it's an embarrassment. The last thing I'll say about Dan is this is not a Bill Self decision. This is not a Bruce Weber decision. Administrators, stand up. Stand up. League administrators, stand up. Athletic directors, stand up and make a statement that this type of behavior is not acceptable. It's an embarrassment to our game. It's an embarrassment to every single guy that played before you in the manner in which it took place, and make a statement. Those two kids, for sure, the two kids who were part of the instigation, should not play again today. This year, I mean.
You don't think they should play again this year?
No way. The kid who came off the bench for Kansas State, who helped it escalate, not a chance. Silvio D'Souza, not a chance. Look, I got a question. Marcus Garrett got suspended from the NFL for swinging a helmet and saying that helmet was basically a weapon. Let me ask you something. What was the chair potentially if it wasn't for Coach Howard?
Man, dangerous. Seth, I would go farther. Here's what bothered me. Guy coming off the bench, maybe you make the case he was protecting his teammates. I don't know. Okay, fine. To me, I don't get this, and I've had a lot of people on Twitter say, well, Dan, haven't you ever seen a fight? I was 3-0 in college, in just street fights and in different things. So I've seen a fight. I was a couple of 0 in high school. I've seen some fights, but three guys stomping a guy when he's on the ground, to me, is reprehensible. It is. I mean, what are you doing? You trying to kill him? Are you trying to maim him? Are you teaching him a lesson? I mean, to me, the chair, absolutely. And you're right. Coach Howard did a great job of getting that thing out of his hands. But the guy stomping a guy who's down on the ground, who does that? I mean, you got to ask yourself what kind of human being you are if you are going to stomp somebody on the ground. You have to ask yourself, and your coach has to ask yourself. And quite frankly, I have a friend who's going through this with his son at a university where he didn't punch anybody. He didn't hit anybody. He didn't stomp anybody. He was defending a girl who got roofied. And he's facing probation from the university for going after the guy, not physically, not even threatening, just being there, going after a guy. And if I'm a president of a university, if I'm a administrator of a university, I'm having a decision to make whether or not I'm going to let guys that stomp somebody, swing a chair at somebody, remain in my university. And that's not a Bill Self thing. That's just me as a guy that is supposedly in control of his university. That's what I would do. I mean, to me, fights happen.
I agree with you to the extent that I think this is well above. This is this gets you the president involved. Let me ask you another question. This is a bigger question. When you continually see your institution on the bottom line, that's never a good thing.
Oh, Seth, I've said this forever.
It's never a good thing. You see your institution on the bottom line.
I say this all the time.
That's an issue.
I say this all the time. Athletic directors have egos. Presidents have egos. Athletic directors, presidents have to go answer for many times players and coaches and make excuses, quite frankly, for players and coaches' actions in the public eye. And if I were the, I think they have a chancellor, and if I were the athletic director and the chancellor, I would have had enough of Bill Self. One thing that's proven to me is it doesn't really matter who you bring in there. Kansas is going to win. I mean, they just simply are. Whatever the reason is they win, they're going to win. I would have a serious conversation about exactly what you just said. Hey, look, I'm seeing myself too far, too on the bottom line, way too much. You know, I'm surprised Self admitted to seeing this. Isn't Self the great, you know, blind guy when it comes to this kind of stuff? And Seth, I'm with you. I'd have a problem with this being on the bottom line so much.
Yeah, it's just one thing after another, and you know, it's a reflection of either what the players you're bringing into your program, how you bring those players into your program, and there's a lot to this situation. But I mean, this is really an embarrassment, and the manner in which it took place, and both sides are culpable. Now, like, I don't want to say, well, this is a Kansas problem. This is a Kansas State problem, also.
Absolutely.
This is a Kansas State problem. And look, we all know you've done it. I've done it. Hey, before you play your first game. I know one thing. I did it every single year. I had a checklist of things. I said, look, if there's an altercation on the court, here's the deal. I don't need to get that coach. I need my coaches to make sure you guys stay on the bench. And by the way, our leaders need to step up and make sure that guys stay on the bench. But there's a difference between a tussle, a typical basketball fight where two guys are going backwards. I mean, that was Kermit Washington. I mean, you looked at some of the swings. I mean, what took place in that corner of the arena, in the disabled corner of the arena where there was, that was unbelievable. And look, Bill showed remorse, Bruce showed remorse, and that's great. But, and you can't hold your kids' hands 24/7. But what happened? What actually, for people to say, well, it's a rivalry game, please, I don't want to hear it's a rivalry game. I played a lot of rivalry games. You played rivalry games. That looked like it was absolutely something that would happen in the park. That shouldn't be happening on that stage, in that environment. That it's egregious. It's absolutely reprehensible, and it's a black eye on a sport right now, our sport, that we're looking to celebrate. There's nothing to celebrate. We're going to Kansas for College Game Day. Like, part of it is we got to go to Kansas because it's become a story. Part of it is game day is a reward to celebrate the game and celebrate your team's success and bring joy to people. You know what? I understand we're going to document what happened. But you know, we're also, you know, there are probably other schools and programs that are more rewarding.
Oh, my gosh. Seth, we have seen such a gutlessness among administrators in terms of successful coaches, okay? Guys in federal trials getting extended, guys that have assistants going to jail, not being fired. We have seen this. So, do you think, let me ask you this question, because I'm not putting this on, Bill Self. I'm putting this, maybe, and this is a little bit ridiculous and I'm a little bit hesitant to do it because it's really only one fight. Actually, last night we had a kid kicked out in the Illinois game, Alan Griffin, for stomping on a kid, Christian Leitner, Aminu Timberlake style. But in sticking with this, do you think specific to Kansas, like, you know that Bill Self has been through all this stuff. You know that Kansas has been through all this stuff. At some point internally, do players, I don't know the right word, Seth, do they tune out leadership? Like, do you tune it out? You only take in the part where you say, man, he's going to get me to the league. Do you tune out the other stuff because of all the garbage that Kansas has been about here with federal trials and Snoop Dogg and all these allegations, D'Souza, and, you know, do you understand? I don't think I'm answering the question right, but, you know, the basket.
Well, I don't think they tune out, but I mean, there have been a series of things that happened in Kansas, so we can't ignore it. I mean, through the years, I think this was a unique situation at that moment in time.
Yeah.
I think that it's unfortunate. I don't know the Sasser. I don't know him. I don't know who he is. I don't know what makes him tick. I know he was in the middle of this FBI investigation. I know that Kansas fought to get his eligibility moved up. He was supposed to be sitting out even longer. They fought for him. You would think he would be indebted and understand, you know what, here's what I got to do. I got to go to class. I got to be a good citizen. I got to work hard. I got to make good decisions. So, I mean, you know, I don't think those kids tune him out. I think that I watch Bill run practice. I mean, he's tough, but they respond. He has a way about him that's pretty good. I just think eventually, you know, when you stack, you know, you say put good days on top of each other. That's what we all want to do as coaches. I want to put good days on top of each other. We put good days on top of each other, win, lose, takes care of itself. If you put bad days on top of each other, eventually it's a story. And the story becomes bigger and bigger each time. And this story right now is not a good reflection on Kansas. And, you know, and I hate to say it, but I mean, you know, Rick Pitino might be cleared of everything that happened at Louisville. It looks that way. He hasn't been named in any of this stuff in the FBI yet or by the NCAA yet. We don't know. But he's no longer coaching. Because eventually, the bottom line, it sounds silly, but the bottom line got him. And I'm not sure about, you know, how the players said enough or, you know, hey, we're going to do whatever the hell we want. I don't know what was that. I just think it was a bad moment in time, but it's another moment in time. And when you pile these moments in time, and we're all susceptible to them, let's face it, we're all susceptible. When you coach, you're all susceptible to decisions of 18 and 19-year-olds. When you're coaching college athletics, your career is in the hands of 18 and 19-year-olds and them making good decisions and good choices. But they've had a lot of bad choices.
All right, let's move this forward a little bit. Bill Self on a call just now said, look, we will accept responsibility for the role in which we played. I'm not saying K-State is innocent in this by any stretch, not saying they're guilty. I'm commenting on Kansas State. Let's move this forward. What do you think will happen, and what do you think should happen?
I think that the Sousa and the kid, James Love, should be suspended for the year and evaluated after that. I think they both probably should be in some anger management classes. I think that David McCormick, there is video evidence of what we think has happened, that he should be under the same umbrella and be suspended. And, you know, anyone that led to that escalation. So that was a little surprising from Bill because, I mean, basically he kind of backpedaled a little bit.
How so?
I mean, if you read that again, read it again to me.
Well, this is from Matt Norlander on Twitter. He says, we will accept responsibility for the role we played. Not saying K-State is innocent in this by any stretch. Not saying they're guilty. I'm commenting on KU.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's fine. And you know what? I agree with what he said, and they should take responsibility, and they're part of the situation. He didn't need to speculate on K-State.
Right.
Like, here's the thing. To me, and please, people, if you're a Kansas fan, listen to this thing. I don't need you to tell me I hate Bill Self, because I have a very good relationship with Bill Self, or I hate Kansas. I don't want to hear it, all right? Here's the deal. In that moment in time, you have one concern. Don't worry about whether K-State had a hand in it. You're worried about one thing, your team, your player, your program, your institution. That's it. Like that was basically a knuckleball, in my opinion. What do you think?
I do too. And Bill also said, apparently, according to Myron Metcalf, I think you had a situation that escalated because emotions get the best of us. And he also said, it doesn't really matter to me what happened or what went down. In competition, things can escalate sometimes, and you don't want that. This was not a part of that. This was not heated competition. So
it wasn't. It was not like it was cowardly competition.
Yeah,
it was like, you know, like playing hard. That's not playing hard. All right, that's not being tough. Everything that happened after the shot was blocked wasn't toughness. It was far from toughness. That's my take on it.
Well, I think it's cowardice. I always think it's cowardice when you're swinging or stomping on a guy. I just can't get over the stomping part. I mean, I know Leitner did it. I know that. But when you got a guy down in a brawl and you're continually three of you standing around him, stomping him, I think those guys, you mentioned anger management. I mean, that to me, there's two things that have to happen here. One, you got to have severe consequences, and two, if the people involved want to get help, you got to get them help. That's how I look at it. But the consequences most times are the best help. People don't understand that anymore. People think the consequences are punishment, unjust punishment. But to me, I think, you know, you got to have severe consequences here. I could see a thing like a staggered suspension, you know, guys coming off the bench.
Yeah, got to be a staggered suspension.
Yeah, because you're not going to, you know, forfeit five games in a row because you don't have enough guys and that kind of thing. And I could see it for both teams. Again, we haven't really talked. I thought Bruce handled it very poorly after the game. I thought he was too matter of fact. Maybe he was trying to take the emotions out of it. Maybe, you know, you get a little older and you saw what happened with Luke Whitty back in the day. You saw what happened with Louisville and South Carolina back in the day. You want to see a real brawl? I mean, this one was a real brawl, but you want to see another real brawl? Check that tape out back when Purvis Ellison went in the stands. I mean, you know, we've seen, as you get older, you've seen these things. A lot of young people haven't seen this in college basketball. So maybe Bruce was just reacting as a guy that's seen a lot, or maybe he was just trying to keep it even.
I didn't like what he said. Well, I hope no one gets seriously, has serious consequences.
Yeah, that's silly.
I'm
tired.
Let me ask you this, just
go ahead.
To wrap this thing up. All right, how does this differ what happened in the Illinois-Purdue game? That was kicking. That was stomping.
I don't know, Seth. To me, it's a reaction of one kid to one kid, as opposed to a wild melee. And look, I loved, and my new favorite coach is Brad Underwood, because he just told the kid
100%.
get the hell out. And then at halftime, with Molly, he said, "Look, we're not worried about him. We're just moving on and playing." And you know, I love that, and I love the fact that the referees had the intestinal fortitude to give the kid the boot. Unlike what happened with Leitner in Kentucky, where the referees backed off because who knows why. I think it's different, Seth. I know the argument can be made that it's not different. I get it. I do. But when you've got guys swinging chairs and you've got fans involved and you've got stomping of a guy in a corner and you've got a girl that gets backed into this thing, and it's just bigger and broader, Seth. So somebody can call me a hypocrite for that, and I'll accept it, but it just seems, you know, bigger and broader than just a guy getting a stomp. You know what I mean?
I think Griffin's got to get multiple games.
I do too, yeah.
And I expect Brad to come down really, really hard on the guy, because that's who he is. I mean, that's kind of what he stands for. I mean, there was no trepidation. There was no, you know, I mean, he addressed it straight on right from the beginning that we're not going to have this. Bruce's thing was surprising, really surprising to me, because he said, "Well, I hope, you know," basically said, "I hope no one gets suspended. I mean, basically, I hope, you know, we can move on from this." Well, you know, this is one of those things you can't move on for. I mean, I think now the last thing is, you know, we both got to run here, but let's see what these administrators, the guardians of the game,
which is
basically the league office and the administrator, let's see what they do. That's my thing.
It's going to be interesting. That's going to be very, very interesting, Seth. Let me just finish with this. I'm not expecting a lot out of any administrator or any head coach. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not. Maybe the league office. Maybe, you know, and I'm also waiting for, you know, this to be the NCAA's fault somehow, because that seems to be like everything that happens is the NCAA.
Yeah, because they're not getting paid. Nothing better than an emergency podcast.
Yeah. If it happens in hoops, Seth Greenberg and I are going to be all over it. You know that. Do yourself a favor, subscribe to us, and rate us a 10 or 5 or whatever the hell it is, because we deserve it.
Thank you for listening to Courtside with Greenberg and Dockage. You can listen and subscribe to all ESPN podcasts in the Listen tab of the ESPN app, including the latest from the NBA and the Hoop Collective podcast, available in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.